issue I see is these days organizing the dresses of Iranian women, and it is called modern dresses of Iranian women. Yesterday the inauguration took place, and I was there, and I saw that many young girls and family women with sort of daughters and mothers and sisters were there, and everybody was looking at the dresses, and I didn't know much about it, but very, very charming dresses were there, and the price range was a little higher, but I could see that there are a lot of things very common, because I have seen in Pakistan libas-e-hay-e-sunnati, the folk dresses of Pakistan, and particularly in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa area, and in the Central Asian republics also. So there's so much common, and it was cotton thing, and the parchajat, and the dresses, handicrafts, you know, the and party dresses, and as they say, modern idiom of dressing. This is a great industry in the West, and there are exclusives, and if you go to Europe and America, you will find a lot of specialists in, and many boutiques in the male malls of those areas. But in Pakistan and the Shab-e-Qari and Turkey and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iran, there are so much common element in the dressing up, and I'm pleased to say that we have kept our value system in front of us when they have designed it. They have designed in such a way that the Islamic revolution and the Islamic values and the Eastern values are kept in mind. These are not modern, as inverted commas, as is just said in the West, in Europe and America. Modern means no clothes also whatsoever, you know. So as we call about farhang-e-barahnagi, you know, it is not that. It is modern. It is the it is delicate. It is very wearable. It is very affordable, and it is very Islamic and very proper, and keeping value system in mind. And I mean, I want to see my daughters and my sisters dressed up in good dresses, and there's no harm in. And that's why culture does not mean only literature and music and theater and paintings. Culture means all things. For instance, how you dress up and how you organize your home designing, how you walk, how you know, the etiquette, and many, the whole life comes into culture. So the Iranian traditional costumes converted into modern day idiom of dressing up is fascinating and very interesting to look at. And I'm sure that as women are coming here to see the exhibition, the display, they would like it and they would appreciate it.
Thank you. بیشتر بر اساس پوشش اسلامی ایرانی برگزار شده که این کارها اغلب کارهای هستن که سنتی هستش و با استفاده از ترمه و متریال داخلی تولید شدن.
این گروه داره حدود 5 ساله که در زمینه تولید مانتو به صورت رسمی و حرفه‌ای وارد بازار کار شده. تو این 5 سال بیشتر کارهای خصوصی داشته و برای اولین بار این بازدید رو به صورت عمومی برگزار کرده و مورد استقبال هم واقع شده بود.
ما سعی داریم که توی لباس هامون بیشتر از المان‌های شرقی و ایرانی استفاده کنیم، به این دلیل که فکر می‌کنیم خیلی جای کار داره و هنوز روی این مسئله زیاد کار نشده و طراحی ایرانی خدا رو شکر الان خیلی همگی.
Welcome back. That was a report on the Islamic fashion show. Well, we are reaching the end of today's program. Ms. Bahaji, we just have maybe around a minute or even less than that to wrap up today's discussion. What would you like to say in maybe a couple of sentences, short sentences? Thank you.
I think Allah has created various things that is part of His being, Azim, greatness. We should really stick by to your own culture and then of course combine other cultural sort of, you know, dress code in terms of, you know, fashion and all the rest. But I think male and female should really, really focus and emphasize on righteousness and how to purify themselves than the dress code. That would come first and that would sort most of the problem. And women are quite remarkable in what they're doing these days.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Bahaji. That was a pleasure to have you with us today. We hope to continue such discussions in our future programs. And thank you for joining Pure Home again and inviting us into your Pure Homes. Join us again next time. Thank you. Goodbye.